A reading from John 3:25-30. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less."
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. You preached on this recently, and I thought it was a great sermon. And you focused on ministry and being a pastor. And John, to a certain extent, I mean, to a great extent, was representative of what you're talking about. Can you just kind of share some of that?
Well, it was this whole idea that at this point in the passage, John's popularity is fleeting. And we tend to look at things from the external, and his followers do. And they look at him and say, "Don't you see that all the followers are going over to the competition?"
Right.
And for John, it's not the competition. His role was come to announce the one who is coming, the Messiah. And so there's a certain clarity in his response. The things I emphasized yesterday is that he saw that his ministry in life was stewardship, not ownership. He was simply stewarding what the Father gave him. He avoids any kind of Messiah complex, which is so easy to do when you're serving other people, to begin to make yourself all-important and making people dependent on you. And he has a clear sense of his identity. He's not the Messiah. He's simply there to point to the Messiah.
Yeah, that part of it, you really, I think, spent some very valuable time, and it was a great message about how people in your position can go so wrong because suddenly they get this Messiah complex. They become the center of focus, and it's actually through them, isn't it? It's you're testifying. You are a witness to Christ, not to yourself.
And it's a trick to get there where you can actually live that way, because it starts to feel good when you are being useful and you're helpful to people. But John's final declaration is the one that grabs me. He says, "I must decrease so that Christ would increase." I love that phrase. I think in life I want to keep disappearing, so that people don't see me but are drawn to Christ. And I know that this passage is very easy to apply to the pastoral life, but it's true for all of us. Wouldn't it be great if we got to the point that people no longer saw us, but they saw Christ coming through us, and would maybe even confuse us as being the Christ?
I think as a pastor with this message, it's one of the most important messages you can convey to the congregation, because all of us have been a little bit, our understanding of Christ's reality has been distorted because we've spent so much time trying to get the best grades, get into the best college, play on the right team and always win, and be a star. Being a star simply means all focus comes on you. But in the Christ life, meaning the follower of Christ, that's actually not the purpose at all. And it's hard to divest yourself of the previous point of view.
Yeah, where the kingdom of God is different is you don't achieve in, you receive in. And there's a big difference, because our world is geared around achievement.